You've heard the expression penny wise and pound foolish. Here in the States, we could say penny wise and dollar foolish. Hi, I'm Rob West. A good example is when someone is more concerned about the interest they're getting on their savings account than the interest they're paying on their mortgage. I'll talk about that today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Now, don't get me wrong, it's great to shop around for the best interest rates on savings. My point is that it's a whole lot better to pay attention to how much you're paying in interest on your mortgage, because efforts to reduce it will pay off so much more. Just take a hard look at the amount of interest you'll pay over the life of a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, and it should be all the incentive you need to pay it off as fast as possible. Let's say you take out a $375,000 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 7.3%. That's the median sales price for a home these days and an average interest rate. At the end of that term, you'll have paid just over $550,000 in interest, making the true cost of the home closer to $925,000. So with today's higher interest rates, it's more important than ever to get your mortgage paid off as quickly as possible. So let's say you take out that 30-year mortgage but decide to pay an extra $300 a month on principal. You might have to make some sacrifices to do that, but again, it'll pay off big. How big? Well, if you pay that extra $300 each month, you'll pay off the 30-year loan 8 years and 3 months faster, saving you, are you ready for this, $176,000 in interest. So you see, paying off more of the principal amount each month is huge, and it really needs to be a priority in your financial decision-making. There are 4 steps to getting there. First, you need a spending plan, not just because it's a good idea and everyone should have one, which is true. You need a budget because you can't start the process of accelerating your mortgage payments without one. And setting up your spending plan is now easier than ever with the FaithFi app. It uses the envelope system to make budgeting easy, and it'll track your spending and reveal things you can cut to free up more cash. For example, cutting back on your streaming services, limit eating out, put a moratorium on new clothes purchases, even if it's just for a month or two. If you need more incentive to tighten the belt, consider that saving just $25 a month and putting it on your mortgage will net you $22,000 in reduced interest payments in the example we gave before. Now, the next step is to determine just how much of that extra cash you can apply to your mortgage. You can even make it a budget category all by itself. The point is, anything extra you put on your mortgage now will be worth a lot more down the road, so make that number as big as you can. Now, the next step is something anyone can do. It's using money that comes your way outside of your budget, as with a bonus or a tax refund. Put that unexpected cash on your mortgage principal, as well as the surplus money you've identified in your budget. Now, if you haven't set up an online account with your lender, do that now. Most lender websites make it easy to apply extra payments to the principal just by clicking a button or two. And while you're logged in, you'll be able to see the running balance of your principal. Keep track of it. Watch it go down as you make extra payments. That'll help you stay motivated. And remember, celebrate your progress along the way. And the sooner you start, the more money you'll save that can be put to better uses. Proverbs 21:5 says, "Slow and steady plodding brings prosperity." So start plodding steadily towards your early mortgage payoff. Now, while you're doing all of this, wouldn't it be great to know that you're actually helping to make the world a better place and expanding the kingdom just by paying your mortgage? Well, you can do that with Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program. This is a decidedly Christian mortgage company that was founded amid the housing crisis of 2008 to help Christian homebuyers and to have a positive impact in communities in the U.S. and around the world. Besides offering competitive rates, Movement gives its customers a chance to participate in, well, a movement of change. In a little over 15 years, the company has donated, you ready for this? $377 million to projects helping local communities. Movement has 775 locations nationwide and can service loans in all 50 states. So if you're looking for a mortgage, we hope you check out Movement at faithfi.com/movement. That's faithfi.com/movement. All right, your calls are next. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. On the church calendar, Pentecost Sunday was yesterday. Not every church celebrates it, but some do enjoy a meal together after the service, just like the early church did. In Acts chapter 2, we read about the moment it all began. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. It's not as though the Spirit wasn't present earlier in Scripture, but since Pentecost, the Spirit has filled and empowered all God's people for service. So, what about you? How does the Lord want you to build up His church with the gifts He's given you? Get daily encouragement with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
You look at three of the four justices there in Colorado that voted to remove him from the ballot. They all came from Ivy League schools, schools that had been created as divinity schools. What a picture of the apostasy in America when it comes to the church.
Stay informed with Tony Perkins and his guests on Washington Watch, weekdays at 4 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up anytime with the podcast at afr.net.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. All right, it's time to dive in and take your calls and questions today on anything financial. We've got lines open for you at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now with any financial topic, whether it's your lifestyle, your savings, maybe it's giving wisely, paying down debt, or investing for the future, whatever it might be. You can call right now. We're queuing those questions, and we'll get to those in just a moment. Again, the number 800-525-7000. In the news today, have you heard of spaving? That's right. It's the new name for an old advertising gimmick trying to make you believe that you can spend more to save. Spaving. Some experts are saying that as inflation cuts into retail sales, companies are beefing up ads that essentially say the more you spend, the more you save. You have to be careful with ads like that. The truth is you can never save by spending, obviously. It's important to live on a budget and to spend within that budget, within God's provision, not outside of it using debt. At the end of the day, it's all still spending. The only way you can ever save is by not spending. So I'd encourage you to draw up a budget and stick to it. And by the way, our brand new edition of the FaithFi app, FaithFi 4.0, with all new features and a fresh new design, can help you with that. Just go to faithfi.com and click app, or you can go to your app store and search for FaithFi, that's FaithFi, and you can set up your budget, connect to your accounts, use our digital envelope system, taking advantage of all the brand new features. It's all right there for you. And by the way, don't be a spaver. All right, we're ready to take your calls. Let's dive in today. We're going to begin in Tennessee. Malcolm, you'll be our first caller. Go ahead.
Hey. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I decided to cash some I-bonds that I bought back. I bought the maximum, I think, for 3 years. When Clinton was in office.
Okay.
And I tried to cash them the other day at a bank down here. I thought I had an account with that bank. But they have a practice of cashing them. But for some reason they said they couldn't cash them because I didn't have an account.
Yes. Yes.
With them.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I couldn't make an account. I mean, I really had, you know, I had put some money in their bank, but they put it in the stock market, I reckon. And so yeah. I didn't have a cash account.
Yes.
And, you go ahead now and give me some information.
All right. Well, what I will tell you is that banks are increasingly not redeeming these bonds as they used to. So it would have been a normal practice for you to walk into a bank, whether you were a customer or not, and they would redeem these bonds. Increasingly, they don't want to serve in that role. And most certainly, if you're not an existing customer, but even if you are, a lot of times they will not cash those in any longer. They're, as we see more and more of these bonds moving to electronic bonds as opposed to the paper bonds, that's where, you know, they're pushing you to the treasurydirect.gov website. Do you have the paper bonds at this point?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. So the challenge is, now what about your existing bank where you have an established relationship?
I have my checking account at a bank. It's a savings and loan, I think. And they don't cash them.
Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's becoming pretty typical these days. So I think what you'd probably want to do is, have you opened an account? Well, let me back up. Do you use the internet? Are you comfortable navigating the web?
No, not anymore. I used to be, but I'm 94 years old.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And slowly lost my ability to use much of the internet. I still do some stuff on it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand. Is there a family member or a friend from church or somebody who could help you? Because the easiest way, unless you can find a bank that would allow you to either, you know, establish a relationship and cash them in for you, the simplest way is for somebody to help you establish an account at the Treasury Department's website for consumers, treasurydirect.gov. And once you did, then you could send in through certified mail the paper bonds, and they have a form that you'd fill out and you'd send that in with the bonds. And then, you know, those bonds would show up in your electronic Treasury Direct account. And then you could essentially transfer, once you redeem them and the interest is credited, then you would transfer the money out to a linked institution. So like where you have your checking account, you would establish a link between your Treasury Direct account and your checking account. And once those bonds are, you know, in your electronic account and once they've been redeemed, then the money would transfer. But I realize that may involve you getting some help with somebody that can help you navigate all of that. Unfortunately, it just is a real challenge with these banks not handling these paper bonds anymore, that it does involve an internet transaction. And if you're not comfortable with that, or you know, you just physically aren't able to do that, then you're going to have some assistance. Is there somebody that comes to mind, Malcolm, that can help you with all of that?
Well, there is a CPA where I get my taxes done, and I know that there's agents, I mean, there's businesses that do that stuff, but I don't really have their phone numbers or anything.
Well, it could be that your CPA could be a great choice of somebody that you've already got a trusted relationship with and that you could, you know, work with. I think, you know, you could also ask your bank whether they could point you in the right direction, because, you know, if you can find a bank that will do it, you know, that would be the easiest, and they could take care of everything for you. If not, that's where you would need to have the CPA print out the form. It's Form 1522, you could mention that, and it's available on the internet. He could download it for you, print it out. You would fill it out, you'd get your signature certified, and then you'd send the form along with the bonds to the address on the form. And that might be the easiest, because that would then, you know, avoid you having to go online and so forth and set up the account. But, you know, they're probably going to want to convert those to an electronic bond anyway. So I think based on what I'm hearing, Malcolm, the best next step for you would be to ask your CPA to handle this for you. And he should be able to do it without any trouble. It's fairly simple. You just need somebody that can kind of work through all the details for you.
Oh, yeah. I have accessed the account back years ago, you know, when I was first buying the bonds. Don't know how many I have, really. I bought the maximum for 3 years.
Okay. Well, I think that's the next step. So why don't you get your CPA on the phone, say, listen, I'm going to need some help pulling all this together. You do some digging around at home, see how many of those paper bonds you can put your hands on. He'll download the form and send them all in, help you get it certified. And then once they're there and redeemed, you can transfer them out. Hang on the line. We'll finish up off the air. We'll be right back.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Transgenderism, critical race theory, and evolution. Is your child or grandchild ready to face these and other issues on campus? Hi, I'm Kirby Anderson with Probe Ministries and Point of View. You know, many Christians leave the church after they graduate, but they don't have to graduate from God. That's why we have the Mind Games Camp this year, June 16 to 22nd, a week of presentations, role play, as well as fun at camp. Sign up today at probe.org and help them meet these challenges to their faith.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Director of the AFA Foundation, Riley Wildman.
The most rewarding thing about my job is that we get to build relationships through our donors and our supporters and get to have that personal relationship with them.
Contact the AFA Foundation today to learn how you can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance Program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Hey, by the way, we were talking to Malcolm before the break. There is a phone number to call Treasury Direct. The challenge is you can wait a long time, and even then, once you get them on the phone, they're just going to tell you what we already discussed, and that is that if you can't get your bank to do it, you're going to have to mail those paper bonds in, because at some point, Treasury is going to have to get the paper bonds. That requires that form that I mentioned and the certified signature and the mailing process that ultimately will result in those being deposited in your account. Nevertheless, there is a phone number to call with call center hours Monday through Friday at 844-284-2676. Again, that's 844-284-2676. If you missed that, just go to treasurydirect.gov and click on Contact Us. But I realize a lot of people got these I bonds when the rates were a lot higher than they are now, and a lot are wanting to move that money into other places. And so you're going to have to work with the Treasury, unfortunately, and it's largely electronic, at least if you want to do it with any efficiency whatsoever. All right, phone lines are open, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's see, we'll go to Alabama. Hi, Margaret. How can I help?
Yes. Looking at getting a new vehicle, our mortgage has been paid off for a while now, and I'm wondering if it's worth taking the equity line out, because the interest rates on new cars and what you got to pay for a new car is astronomical.
Yes. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Are you looking to buy a new used car, or are you looking to buy a new car at this point?
Either or. I think we'd prefer a new, because we don't want somebody else's problems.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I certainly get that. Well, the nice thing you have going for you with the new car is there are some incentives coming back to the table. And so, you know, I think you might be able to find an incentive that would allow you, if you're going to finance it, to get a more attractive interest rate. I mean, we're starting to see the 0.9 and the 1.9 and the 2.9% interest rates coming back as these new car inventories are building, which would give you, you know, some ability to go ahead and buy that new car that, to your point, doesn't have any mechanical history. You could service it the way you want. You keep it and drive it for a long, long time and get a more effective rate. That's going to be my preference, Margaret, than you taking on a home equity loan. And here's why. Number one, the home equity loan rates are not going to be attractive either. I mean, rates right now are pretty abysmal. You know, I mean, we're seeing the average interest rate for a home equity line of credit right now at 9.5%. And then a home equity loan, the average interest rate right now is about 8.6. So, I mean, these are not attractive rates. So you'd do much better with a new car dealer incentive, number one. But number two, even if it was better, I still don't like you encumbering your home for the car. I'd rather you, if you had something unexpected, and I realize there's a remote chance of this, but if you had something unexpected that caused you to not be able to, you know, keep that payment up, I don't want you to put your home at risk. I'd rather you just, you know, have to walk away from the car And so I'd rather keep that separate from the house, and especially because, you know, these home equity loan and line of credit rates are just not appealing right now. I'd much rather you do the legwork on finding out which make and model is desirable to you, gets good reliability ratings, but also, you know, maybe you could look for a dealer incentive that might bring that rate down, which could help you out as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I've looked. They're not bringing those rates down, at least not here.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I do a little bit more homework. I think we're seeing more and more of that. But the bottom line is, I mean, what rates are you seeing today for a new car?
8%.
Okay. But that's
I have excellent credit.
Yeah. But you're going to get – that's you're going to pay that or more for a home equity loan. So you're really not going to save anything there. And actually, the average new car rate right now, as of the first week of May, again, for a new car and where you have, you know, super prime credit, is around 6. And so it could be that, you know, you just need to do a little bit more shopping. Have you looked at some of the online lenders, Margaret, as a part of this?
No.
Okay, so you may want to, you know, do some homework there. For instance, you could go to bankrate.com or nerdwallet.com and just see which for, you know, which of the car lenders, specifically for auto loans, has the very best rates. And then you could compare that to what the dealer is going to offer you. But I would still rather, given, you know, where we find ourselves today, I'd rather you not put that on the house. I'd rather you keep it just collateralized by the car. And I do think you're going to have a better time finding some incented rates in the car space, the auto loan space, more so than you are in the home equity space. Those rates are really high, and there's just really not the same incentives out there on the home loans as there are on the car loans. So that's my best advice today. I'd steer clear of putting it on the house, and I would probably look at a few online lenders, use that at the very least as some negotiating power to try to get the dealer to give you their very best rate. And then if you've got the ability to be patient, just continue to watch, especially as we get into the back half of the year. You're going to see more and more of these incentives because they're wanting to hit their numbers for the year, so they're wanting to move more cars. And we're going to see not only the possibility of rates starting to come down with the rate cut, but you're also going to see continued building of new car inventories. And all of that points to the ability for more and more of these manufacturers to offer the loan incentive. So if you can wait until the back half of the year, I think you might even do better than you can do today. We appreciate your call. Thanks for being on the program. Let's go to North Carolina. Hi, Susan. How can I help? You know what, Susan, I'm not hearing you, and I've got to take a break, so let's do this. We're going to get make sure we've got you loud and clear, and then when we get to the other side of the break, you'll be first up. By the way, folks, we do have some lines open today. The number to call, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Also coming up in our final segment today, Bob Dahl stops by with his market commentary. We'll see what Bob is thinking about at the start of a new investing week. We'll be right back. Did you know the average person walks nearly 2,000 miles a year? Now think about the millions of children around the world who risk disease and miss out on opportunities simply because they walk those 2,000 miles without a decent pair of shoes. Around the world, Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls provides access to health, education, hope, and opportunity through the gift of shoes. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Moore, Senior Evangelist on Christ in Prophecy. With all the uncertainty in the world today, it's good to know that God's promises never change. On Christ in Prophecy, we'll examine the signs of the times and consider what's really happening in the world today through the lens of God's prophetic word. To hear more biblical hope for the future, join me for Christ in Prophecy, Sundays at 11 a.m. Central, right here on American Family Radio. And find out what's really going on in the world.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Are you searching for a way to become a better, faithful steward of the resources that God has given you? Well, download the FaithFi app and join the 37,000 others who are already using our app. The FaithFi app will provide you with wisdom, community, and simply help you stay on track with your finances. We have three money management options to choose from, so find an option that fits your unique needs. It's available on desktop or mobile. Simply go to faithfi.com and click app to get started.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at afn.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at afn.net.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance of American Family Radio. Before we head back to the phones, let me mention we're just over a month away from the end of our fiscal year here at Faith and Finance, and that means it's a really important time for us to hear from you as we rely on listener support to bring you this broadcast every day and all of the great resources we provide at FaithFi. If you'd like to give to support our work, we'd certainly be grateful. We're just over $75,000 away from meeting our goal for the entire year, and you can help us get there with a one-time or a monthly gift. Just go to faithfi.com/give. That's faithfi.com/give, and we'd certainly be grateful for your generous support. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's head to North Carolina. Susan, are you with us?
Yes.
Excellent. How can I help you today?
A question for you. I am 64 years old. My husband passed away 3 years ago. I am retired after a 29-year career in education and have a little nest egg with a financial investor. My question is, I'm in good health right now. I have one daughter. In case down the line that I may need to go into some type of assisted living or something along those lines, is there, I'm not sure how to protect some of those investment monies for her, you know, for a legacy type thing. You know, seems to be when you hear these stories about people that do go into those things, they just kind of take everything you have just about. But, you know, and I know that we had an estate plan before my husband died, but I have not redone that since my husband died. So, but I need to do that, and that's my plan. I just don't know what safety precautions or if there's anything you can do, you know, with regards to that type of scenario.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a good question. I appreciate it very much. I mean, I think the challenge is that number one, you have to think about what are the tools that are available. So, you know, typically the only real tool that you could have, and you'd want to talk to an estate planning attorney or an elder care attorney about this, is what's called an irrevocable trust. And essentially, an irrevocable trust is a trust that cannot be changed. No changes may be made, except under exceedingly rare circumstances, to an irrevocable trust. So you're losing control over the money, and it removes it from your estate. And, you know, that would allow you potentially to protect those assets. Now, there's a couple of things you'd have to consider there. Number one is there is what's called a 5-year look back period where Medicaid could still go after those assets if it's done within 5 years of you, you know, needing potentially to tap these funds. But then second, I think, is just a conviction issue that you'd need to think and pray through just regarding, I mean, essentially your asking taxpayers to cover the bills of these through Medicare, through your assisted living or long-term care needs, rather than accessing those assets that would be otherwise available to pay for it. And I think, you know, as some people think and pray through that, they just don't feel good about doing that, even if it's legally possible through an irrevocable trust. So, you know, that would be something I think for you to consider first. And then you certainly could talk to, an estate planning attorney about that. But typically what you would do is, you know, you'd have the assets. If you needed to go into that type of facility, it can be very expensive. I mean, full nursing care can run $9,000 or $10,000 a month. So it is your greatest risk during this season of life to deplete your assets. And once they got down below $2,000, then you would rely on Medicaid and a Medicaid-approved facility at that point. The way to offset that, obviously, is to save during your working years, which clearly you've done, although I understand that you don't want to run through those assets. And with the rising cost of healthcare, you certainly could. The second option is to consider a long-term care insurance policy. And these are expensive and they can increase over time. So you'd need to make sure that it fits into your budget. But that would be another way for you to say, okay, you know, how could I have some kind of, you know, daily amount that kicks in after a waiting period, if I meet, you know, the requirements, which is, you know, that you can't perform some number of the activities of daily living. And there's a, you know, way to define when you, you know, are qualify for that assistance. But then it would pay a certain amount per day, depending on the policy, toward that type of care to ensure that you could be in a facility of your choosing and get the care that you need. But again, you know, they're expensive and they do have the ability to go up over time. And so even if you can afford it today, you need to be able to absorb the increases as well down the road. But give me your thoughts on all that, Susan.
Well, one of the questions that just came when you were talking about the irrevocable trust is, could you take some of your investment monies that you have, you know, just take a chunk of that, you know, whatever it is, 5%, 10% or whatever, you know, after you really give this a lot of thought, and put that, can you put a partial amount already, you know, into that now?
Yeah, you certainly could, but you just have to understand the implications of that. I mean, you can't change it. You can't act as your own trustee. Once the trust is set up and the assets are transferred, you no longer have control over them. I mean, you literally are moving these outside of your control. And, you know, that can be a huge danger if you aren't confident about the reason you're setting up the trust to begin with. So is it really just more of an inheritance issue, or is it you have a lifelong dependent, who has, you know, medical needs, that kind of thing? What's the main driver?
The main driver was, well, I didn't know. I mean, I'm realizing more and more, you know, since I'm on my own, since my husband died at 64, retired, these are things I need to think about. You know, these are certainly things I need to think about. And I'm just thinking ahead and wondering, gosh, you know, with the way things are, is there going to be anything, you know, left to pass on after you talked about all your hard work and all that, you know, how to create a little bit of something to leave your child, you know, I've just been thinking about all these things.
No, I certainly understand that. And that is something to think about. I think the key is, how do you go about doing that? And really the only way to do it is expensive. I mean, due to the complexity of these irrevocable trusts, they're very expensive to create and to maintain. And it probably doesn't make sense for you just to be able to do something like this, only to carve out just a small portion of what might be held back. And then again, I do think you need to think and pray through, even if you could do it, are you comfortable doing it? Just because that essentially means that taxpayers are stepping in to cover those bills for your care when you actually have the funds to do it yourself. But you're redirecting that elsewhere. So let's do this. I'm going to send you a book called Splitting Heirs. It's, I think, the best book on a biblical perspective of wealth transfer, not the mechanics and the tools and the how, but really the why and some of the decisions you need to make ahead of time. And I think it may help you think through that. And then if you want to take it a step further, I would schedule a visit with an estate planning attorney as a next step. So you stay on the line, Susan. We'll get your information. I'll put Splitting Heirs in the mail to you. And then if you don't have an estate planning attorney that you know, what I would do is contact a certified Kingdom advisor there in North Carolina. Just go to faithfi.com and click Find a Professional. That's faithfi.com, Find a Professional. Any one of those CKAs in North Carolina could refer you to a godly estate planning attorney that can help you talk through all of this from a legal perspective. But hang on the line. We'll get your information, get that book out to you. Bart, Quentin, we'll try to get to you in the next segment. Stay with us.
After Jesus returns and the Battle of Armageddon is over, what will be next on God's prophetic timeline? This week on Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress shares what the Bible says about the second coming of Christ, the millennial kingdom, and the great white throne judgment. Join us for the series Perfect Ending, all this week on Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Weekday mornings at 6 Central on American Family Radio.
This is Frank Gaffney, host of Securing America, a program dedicated to protecting the country we love against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to the glory of God and His kingdom. Each weeknight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, we provide insights and recommendations about the most important challenges facing our nation from her most thoughtful experts and patriots. Join me to learn how you can help in securing America right here at 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you looking for a financial professional who aligns with your biblical values? Certified Kingdom Advisors are trusted financial, legal, or accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure they provide biblically wise financial advice as part of their practice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to faithfi.com and clicking Find a CKA.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Before we head back to the phones here at the start of a new investing week, let's get an update on the markets and the economy from our good friend Bob Dahl. He joins us each Monday. He's the Chief Executive Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, where investments and values intersect. You can sign up for his weekly investment commentary at crossmarkglobal.com. Bob, good morning. What are you thinking about? What are you watching this week as we begin a new week?
Well, we're just enjoying the good news. The good news, of course, is that people want to buy stocks.
Yeah.
Earnings have come through reasonably well. Looks like inflation, while not down to 2%, is being moderated, and the Fed's happy with that. And so despite the fact that stocks are pretty expensive, the path of least resistance continues to be higher. We're going to get retail company earnings this week, so we'll be watching those carefully to see how the consumer's doing. As you and I have talked before, the low-end consumers and now the mid-consumers are starting to struggle a little bit. We'll be watching that to see if that means weakness in the economy, Rob.
If back in January, Bob, if I had told you we'd still be at the same place on interest rates and inflation was sticky, and I told you that we would be at Dow 40,000 here in late May, would you have believed it?
I'd say, what are you smoking as you're telling me this? It is hard to believe, but here we are. Stocks have gone higher, and inflation's still a sticky problem.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Bob, what is it going to take for this market to turn over? I mean, I know you and I have talked about pieces and parts of this over the last several months, but what do you think is ultimately going to bring this current run to an end? Or do you feel like there's a potential that we could have that soft landing and just keep accelerating right through it?
Well, the soft landing is not an impossibility. It's pretty much priced in as part of my concern. So the two things that I think would trip us would be, one, inflation stays sticky enough that the Fed starts talking about raising rates. Yeah. And that would not be received well by the market. The other would be there is some economic weakness out there, and earnings estimates have to come down. And we're going to have a soft patch in our economy. We get recession talk coming back. Either of those two items, I think, would be enough to trip this market.
Yeah, no question about it. Bob, obviously one of the implications of this debt, of these interest rates staying higher is the implications related to the amount of national or federal debt we have and therefore the interest expense. You talked about that a bit in your deliberations this week. Give us an update on that.
Yeah, so it's I didn't mention that as one of the two because it's a longer term threat, but it is clearly there. Interest expense has gone up a lot and continues to go up because the debt has gone up and interest rates are higher than they were most of the last decade. So that's a set of problems we have to deal with. Look, Washington, D.C. Avoids that because who wants to tell the public you're going to get less or we're going to spend less on you? It's not a good thing if you want to be elected or reelected. So we've got a dilemma here that we've got to solve somehow, and if we don't, the bond market vigilantes will come out and push interest rates higher, and then we'll have to deal with it, Rob.
Yeah. Is there a certain number that we can't sustain? I know you said over the last 12 months, it's risen by 39% to an all-time high at over $800 billion in terms of federal interest expense. Is there a ratio we should be keying off of?
Not necessarily, Rob. Look, the longer we wait and the higher those numbers go, just the harder it gets and the more sacrifices we're going to have to make.
Yeah.
It's just like if I gain too much weight, the longer I wait to try to lose some weight, the harder it becomes. And that's what we're doing here. And eventually you're playing with fire because back to the weight story, it can impinge on your health.
Yeah.
This will impinge on the health of our country if we don't deal with it.
Yeah. Bob, let's look internationally. I know you had some comments about China and tariffs. Obviously, if President Trump were to be reelected in November, he's been very outspoken about higher tariffs coming. What are the implications of that just in our relationship with China, but also economically?
Well, for starters, as you know, here in the pre-election period, both former President Trump and President Biden are trying to outdo each other in terms of how much and how fast they can raise tariffs, especially on China. Look, if you're buying a Chinese good, whatever that good is, and all of a sudden, I'll be extreme, but it's been talked about, 100% tariff, the price of what you paid for just goes up a bunch.
Yeah.
That's both inflationary and could lead to a recession. So we've got to be careful. I know lots of people want to strike back at China for all kinds of good reasons, but we've got to care about our economy, too.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Bob. Well, obviously a lot we'll be watching this week. We'll be interested to hear how the retail sales numbers come in, and we'll get that from you next week. Thanks for stopping by, sir.
Sounds great. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
That's Bob Dahl. He's Chief Executive Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. He joins us each Monday with his market commentary. All right, let's round out the broadcast today with your phone calls to Texas. Hi, Bart. Thanks for your patience, sir. Go ahead.
You're welcome. Listen, I have a couple CD IRAs I bought from my wife and I, and one was a four-year, one was a two-year. That was a while ago, but they both matured at the same time. And when I went to roll over the CD IRAs, it's like $20,000. They said you can only put in $7,000 per person now.
Interesting.
What do you recommend I do with that? Because otherwise, I got to pay taxes on it.
Yeah. So help me understand that. So this is a CD inside an IRA. The CD's matured, and the brokerage firm is only allowing you to put in $7,000. Why is that?
It's a credit union, and they said it's federal law. That's all they allow is $7,000 per person.
Okay, but that's new contributions, though. Are you looking to put new money into these IRAs?
No, I cashed them out at the 1.15% that they're paying. Now the credit union is paying 4.4%, so I wanted to take out new CDs at a higher rate, and they said you can only do a 7,000 limit.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, what they may be talking about is, you know, new contributions. There is obviously a contribution limit that you could bump into, which is, you know, for this year for an IRA is 7,000. If you're over the age of 50, it's 8,000. But that shouldn't have anything to do with money that's already in the IRA. I mean, using brokered CDs as an investment option, you should be able to put an unlimited amount of money in CDs. So I would revisit that. Who, you said this IRA is with your bank, is that right?
Credit union, yeah.
Okay, credit union. So what you may want to do, I mean, if they don't have an option for you, you could roll that seed or that IRA out to another institution like a Fidelity or a Schwab, and you could buy CDs there. And again, through the brokered CD option, you should essentially be able to put this in unlimited numbers of CDs. So there shouldn't be a cap there. That $7,000 or $8,000 cap, depending on whether you're under or over age 50, is about new contributions, not about money that's already in the IRA. Is this money you're not wanting to put it at risk? You're wanting to have it essentially at the safest investment possible?
Correct. I'm 69. My wife is 73.
Okay.
And even if I put it in IRA CD, she's going to have to take an RMD.
Yeah,
but
okay.
It is a new contribution. I cashed out the old CDs because they were paying so little.
Right, but I guess I was thinking that when you cashed them out, it stayed inside the IRA, but you actually took
no.
a distribution?
Correct.
Oh, okay, yeah. So then the max you could put in, you're over the age of 50, so you could put in 8,000 this year. Do you all have, are you still working at all, either of you?
Yeah, part-time, I work.
Okay. And are you self-employed or are you
W-2? Yes.
Self-employed,
1099.
Okay. So the other option you could do would be to open a SEP IRA. That's S-E-P IRA. And you could put in up to 25% of your earnings or $69,000, whichever is less. And that would be a way that you could get in some additional money going in with a tax deduction if that's what you're looking for.
All right. Thanks.
Yep, absolutely. It's called a SEP IRA. Check it out. And you could probably open that with your bank. If not, Fidelity or Schwab could help you with that one as well. Thanks for your call today. To Texas. Hi, Quentin. Thanks for calling. How can I help?
Rob, thanks for your time.
Sure.
Just had a question about the guaranteed rates, be it high interest savings or, you know, short-term CDs versus, say, a mortgage rate that you locked in 2021. So
yeah.
A lot of people are like in the twos.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of strong feelings on that balance, but how do you feel about that, especially if someone doesn't have any additional debt? So just making more on your savings versus paying down your low interest mortgage.
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, it's a conviction matter. A lot of folks that I talk to on this program who are, are Bible-believing Christians, you know, they read the scriptures, they see the warnings around debt, and they just have a conviction to be debt-free. And I would say, if that's you, then I would say pay off that debt and don't look back. Now, I would not be one to say that borrowing is a sin by any means. And I think in this case, where you have the collateral to pay it off, you're not overextended, you're not presuming on the future, I'm completely fine with you hanging on to it. Now, the issue of paying off the low interest rate mortgage versus investing it with a guaranteed return higher makes all the sense in the world today. The key is, though, that we're enjoying some higher than average interest rates right now, at least over the last 20 years. So I think these are temporary. I think you are going to see these rates coming down. And so the question is, can you, without taking on additional risk, continue to outperform even your low interest rate mortgage after taxes? You probably can for the foreseeable future. You probably won't be able to over the next 10 years. It would involve you putting that money to work, which means you're risking it. But even then, you could probably outperform a 2.5% interest rate with a good diversified investment strategy. So apart from a conviction to be debt-free, in the context you're describing, where this is your only debt, I'm completely comfortable with it if you are. It's a great question. Thanks for your call today. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us today. A big thanks to my team today, Mr. Jim Henry, Devin Patrick, and Robert Youngblood. And for everybody here at FaithFi, thanks for tuning in. May the Lord bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.